You are about to be inspired, motivated, and your life changed. Are you ready? Welcome to the God's Love Podcast. Here's your host, David Mastin.
Welcome to the God's Love Podcast. I am your host, David Mastin. So glad for you all to join me on this beautiful evening, afternoon, night, whenever you are viewing me or listening, not viewing, but whatever you are listening, it is an absolute pleasure to be on your radio, to be through your speaker, in your car, through your headphones, wherever I am, wherever you're listening at, whether it's morning, noon, afternoon, evening, whatever the case may be, I appreciate you for allowing me into your space today and into your daily routine. And hopefully today's message that we talk about inspires you to continue to be great and continue to do what God calls you to do. I'm super excited. I did my first series. It was called Right Connection. We got through that. I'm taking a pivot from that today, and going in a little bit of a different direction. But, you know, I think that was probably one of my favorite episodes that I've done, and I'm just super grateful that I've been able to continue to grow this podcast. And we're close to 50th episode again, still trying to think of different things and you know, special episode. So if you have any suggestions, by all means, you know, send them my way. You can email them to me, Facebook message them to me, wherever you're listening to them, comment on the audio. But you know, I'm looking forward to kind of celebrating this 50th episode. So, in saying that, the last 4 or 5 weeks we've talked about right connection, and we've talked about what it meant to have a right connection, and the first right connection that we have is with Jesus, and then with Jesus we also have a connection with people. And we talked about that our first connection has to be with Jesus, and then by establishing that connection, every other connection can be established properly, and that we can know how to deal with people based upon how Jesus deals with us, because Jesus tells us to love each other as he has loved us, and to love each other as we love ourselves. And so we've been dealing with that, but today I want to talk about something else that it's really something that hit me, because somebody was talking to me about common sense. And I know this seems strange, but I'll get down to it in a minute. But somebody had told me, they said, David, that's just common sense. And the thing about common sense that you've always heard is that common sense isn't always common, right? And an example of common sense is if there's a leak by a socket, right? Common sense says, you know, I don't stick my hand on this electrical socket with this water there, because there's a high probability of me getting shocked, right? That's common sense. Common sense says that if you don't want to get wet in the rain, that you have an umbrella, or you wear a raincoat, or you wear a poncho, right? That's common sense, right? We'll call it street smarts, right? There's things that you learn on the streets. For example, if anybody from Detroit knows, if you're in the inner city at night, you don't stop at red lights, right? You do a little quick little drive, little slow down, make sure ain't nobody following you, make sure there's no oncoming traffic in the other direction to the left or the right of you. And if it's not, boom, you take your butt off. Why? Because it's dangerous in certain areas, right? Same way in Flint. If you know not to do too hard of a stop in certain neighborhoods at certain times of the night or the day, Why? Because it's dangerous and you don't want to be caught, with somebody coming up behind you and you can't see them because it's dark. Me and my oldest brother, we do that, you know, if it's a red light, it's late at night, and I'm in a bad neighborhood, I'm not stopping. I am going to do a quick little slowdown, look both ways, and I'm getting my butt back home. and there's certain things that you pick up that's just common knowledge. It's just common knowledge and common sense that we've developed these rules and expectations of that create this dynamic and this false understanding, sometimes false understanding, but sometimes reality, of what's right and what's wrong, right? And what you should do and what you shouldn't do. Another common sense issue is if an oven is hot, you don't touch it, right? It's common sense. You're going to get burned, right? And then common sense kind of moves into different realms, right? If you are in the field of cooking, right? You know that the proper way to eat a steak is medium rare. I know a lot of y'all are leather eating, well done steak eaters, but if you are a chef that owns their own steakhouse, you know, and you pride yourself in the steak that you cook, you typically are going to fix your steak medium rare. Why? That is just the common thing, and it is the common sense to get the most juiciest and tender of steak. And if you go across this person, watch this. If you go across somebody, and let's say you go to this steakhouse, and this chef and this high ranking chef makes this steak and he brings it to you and it's medium rare and you're a well done eater, then you're looking at the chef like, man, what's wrong with you? Why you give me this medium rare steak? Put that back on the grill, right? And that's the dynamic that we typically have is that there's these areas of common sense that not even is just general common sense, but even in certain spectrums are common sense, right? And things that we deem you should know, you should automatically know, or this is something that you should automatically do, or this is something that is, you know, common knowledge that everyone should have. And the issue with common sense is common sense does not always relate when it comes to Jesus Christ. And I know that sounds silly, right? That some things aren't common sense when it comes to Jesus Christ, but Jesus doesn't work off the terminology of common sense. He does not apply to that way of thinking that things are just always common knowledge for us to know, unless it is in regards to him and his ability to perform in wonderful, powerful, and miraculous ways. Those things to him is things that we should deem as common. Why? Because he always does it. But there's some things and sometimes that though he has the expectation for us to have that common knowledge, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, and that he is an amazing God because of all the wonderful things that he can do, there's some things that Jesus just does not operate when it comes to common sense. And here is where when you are obeying God, that you cannot always rely on your own knowledge and your own common sense, because it may not necessarily align with what God wants for you. It may not necessarily align to what God is trying to do. I'll give you an example in the scripture that I hope can really just bring some insight for us. And so in 1 Corinthians, yeah, I'm going to pull it up here. I thought I had it already pulled up for us, y'all. In 1 Corinthians, my phone is acting up. In 1 Corinthians, let's see here. Let's do, Let's see here. And I'm just pulling up the scripture, y'all. In 1 Corinthians, whatever, I'll get the, here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse 28. God chose things despised by the world, things counted as nothing at all, and used them to bring to nothing what the world considers important. Okay? Another scripture. Another scripture that we can relate to. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5. I did this so you would trust not in human wisdom, but in the power of God. Why is this important? And you can read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 2, because it talks about how man's wisdom and men's knowledge does not necessarily equate to God's knowledge. It doesn't equate to what God deems as wisdom. It doesn't relate to him as what is common. Matter of fact, Jesus actually disposes and kind of exposes common sense in a way. And here's what he says. Here's what he says. He says, you have heard that you should render, evil unto evil. In other words, if somebody hits you, you hit them back. If somebody takes your coat, you take their coat. If somebody, cuts you, you cut them. You know, death for death, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. Right. But Jesus says, no. Now it's no longer an eye for an eye, a tooth for tooth. He says, no. Now when somebody does evil against you, your response should be to do them what? To do them right. Paul talks about, he says, don't render evil to evil. He talks about doing good to people that do you wrong. And the Bible all through it talks about how when people do you bad, that you're not supposed to respond to them bad. Why? Because vengeance is the Lord's, right? And so in saying that, common sense says, if you hit me, I hit you. You talk about me, I talk about you. You spread rumors about me, I spread rumors about you. That's common sense. Common sense says, I give what you gave to me. But God doesn't operate on that level. Why? Because when Jesus came, Jesus took the sins of all of us, and because he took the sins of all of us, he says, if I wanted to, I could repay you for what you've done wrong, but because of my goodness, because of my mercy, and because of who I am, and because I am love, I'm not going to render to you what you deserve, but I'm going to give to you love in place for your punishment for your sins. Likewise, what Jesus is saying is that we should do the same to others. So, here's where we have to be careful when it comes to common sense, because sometimes common sense will miss your blessing. All right. I'm gonna take you to a story. Everybody remembers the story of Peter. Peter and Jesus. Jesus walking on the water, right? And so Jesus sends the disciples away to go to the other side while Jesus goes to a mountain to pray. And as Jesus goes to the mountain to pray, the disciples are floating along on the ship, and the disciples encounter a storm. When the disciples encounter this storm, the Bible says that Jesus sees them from where he is praying, and he begins to walk on water. Okay. All right. Y'all with me. So Jesus begins to walk on water. Now, common sense says, if I need to get to my people who is on the water, I have to either swim or I have to either get in a boat. But Jesus does not operate off of the elements and the eyesight and the common knowledge of man. So Jesus says, I'm going to use my miraculous power not to get on a boat to come see you, not to swim to come see you, but I'm going to walk on water. Here's what's crazy. Here's what defies common sense. Common sense says when the disciples see Jesus, that they should just invite Jesus into the boat with them, right? It's storming out. They're wondering. They need help. They're trying to get Jesus to stop the wind and to stop the storm. But when Peter sees Jesus walking on the water, what Peter says to Jesus is, let me come out to you. Let me walk. I want to walk on the water like you. Jesus tells him to come. Peter gets out of the boat in the middle of this storm. Waves is crashing. Everybody wet. Everybody dripping. Just terrible storm. He begins to get out the boat, walks on water, out to meet Jesus. And he doesn't sink until the Bible says his eyes started to worry and his mind began to worry about the winds and the waves. And so he begins to sink. And as he begins to sink, Jesus reaches his hand out, picks Peter up and asks him, why did you doubt? Here's the deal. All of that situation defies common sense. I can't swim. That's me. If I know I can't swim, me, I'm talking about me. I ain't talking about y'all. I'm talking about me. If I know I can't swim, my butt staying in the boat. Plain and simple. You don't even have to ask me. You don't even have to, we don't even have to have this conversation. We don't even, what are we having a conversation for? What, you tell me what we need to have a conversation about in regards to me getting out this boat in the middle of this water. I'm not doing it. It's common sense says, stay your butt in the boat. But those of us that are willing to believe God away from the common, away from what other people may think and what other people may believe, because some of y'all, they told you you had to go to a 4-year institution. Some of you, they told you that your credit had to be this high. Some of y'all, they told you that you couldn't make it if you didn't have this and you didn't have that. But what God is saying to some of us is that he does not operate off of regular rules and regular expectations and the common things of man. God operates off of the uncommon. He operates off of his own rules, his own schedules, and he defies man's logic. And the reason why some of us are not where God wanted us to be is because we would rather trust in our common expectations and our common knowledge that says you need to be, have the job in order to be successful. You need to have this in order. You need to have that. No, and don't get me. Listen. And I know we always say, well, wisdom, we got to use wisdom. This is what the Bible says. That the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. What does that mean? That means that God is what makes me wise. What does that mean? That means anything God says is wise. Man. Which means even if it doesn't line up with what your timeline says, if God said it, that makes it right. That makes it wise. That makes it just. And I can do anything God said I can do. And I don't have to follow your rules and your expectations in order to be what God said I can be. Does that mean, am I saying y'all to put your hand on the light socket that's wet? No, dummy. Don't do that. Don't do that, right? Am I saying put your hand on the stove if it's hot? No, I'm not saying to do that at all. But what I am saying is you have to know when to obey God, even if it defies your common sense, your common knowledge. You cannot, please hear me clearly. You cannot be what God wants you to be, living up to man's expectations. Because God does not follow man's flow, or timeline. He does not follow men's knowledge. What God follows is his own determinate will and his own expectations of what he deems is right. And if he said it's okay, man, I don't have to have a conversation with you. I don't have to depend on you. So what if it sound crazy? Do it anyway. Why? Because, man, it doesn't matter if it doesn't line up with what people say. Why? Because if God said it, it has to happen. And if he tells you that you can do it and that you can manifest it, then it will come to pass. Don't get me wrong, y'all. I'm not saying to just be stupid and you know what? I am saying it because listen to me. When Jesus was feeding the multitude and the only thing that the disciples had was 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Jesus, it is uncommon and it is common sense that says, I don't have enough to feed thousands of people. And that's what the disciples said. The disciples told Jesus, yo, I get that you want us to feed these people, but you do know we only got 5 loaves and 2 fishes. There's no way. There's no way. There's no way, God. There's no way, Jesus. Jesus, there's no way that's going to happen. No way. And Jesus tells them to take what they have, break it up, give it out. And the Bible says that they had 12 baskets more left over and everybody left full, stuffed, belly full. What does that mean? That means that Jesus, our Lord and Savior, sometimes asks you to give what you have so that he can multiply it and give you overflow. So even if God tells you to do something that sounds crazy, do it. Why? When they ran out of wine, and Mary went to Jesus, his mama came to Jesus and said, hey man, we ran out of wine. Jesus said, this, it ain't my time yet. And Jesus, and she turns to the people and says, whatever he tells you to do, do it. I don't care how crazy it is. I don't care how insane it may sound. I don't care how ridiculous it may seem. Even if it defies common knowledge, even if it defies common sense, do it. Let me tell you, I want the new common sense to be this. I want the new common sense to be obey God. What did God say? What did he tell you could do? What did he tell you you could be? What was the dream? What was the vision? So what if it's too big for you right now? So what if it's too small for you right now? God can still do it. Why? Because God wants to be glorified. And the only way that God can be glorified is he has to defy men's knowledge. And God has been waiting to be exalted in the earth. But because you are so afraid of what other people might say, you won't go get the business. You won't go get the house. You won't drive in a nice car. Why? Because you are afraid of what other people might say. You are afraid of failure. But let me tell you, God cannot fail. And if he said it, it can happen because he defies knowledge. And the now common sense is no longer just what's common to man. The now common sense is that if he said it, it's going to happen. So we're no longer going off of what men said I can and can't do. We're no longer going off of what mama said I could do and can't do. What my best friend said I wasn't able to do. What my own mind said I was able and what I can't do and what I can do. No more. We are trusting in the almighty, unbelievable, unmatched, incredible, the wonderful working power of God that can do all things except fail. There is no God beside him. There is nobody that can do what he can do. He is undefeated in every situation. There is no way you can back him up against a wall. He will always come out victorious. He will always come out on top. And because you are his child, there is nothing that you cannot do. Why? Because we serve the Almighty God. So my brother, my sister, trust in him. Believe in him. Use him. Don't give up yet. Don't give up. Take the yet out of it. Don't give up, period. Because until there is no more breath in your body, God can still do it. God can still make ways out of no way, y'all. I know it don't seem like it, man. I was reading the other day, man, and I'm going to say this and I'm going to end and pray and call it a day. But in Isaiah, it's funny how your electronic devices act up when you're trying to dig up the word. In Isaiah chapter 64, in verse number 12, it says, "After all this, Lord, must you still refuse to help us? Will you continue to be silent and punish us?" And the next chapter in the next verse says, the Lord says, "I was ready to respond, but no one asked for help. I was ready to be found, but no one was looking for me. I said, here am I, to a nation that did not call on my name." Y'all, I know it's been rough. It just seems like from 2020 to 2021, the pandemic, there's new variants everywhere you look. People doing silly and ridiculous things. Man, this is a situation for God. And his word says that he's been ready to be magnified and glorified, but he has just been waiting for us to call on him. To do the miraculous. To do the wonderful. There is nothing too hard for God. Y'all, I'm done. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. If there's anything, man, I hope I made sense tonight. That you cannot, there's a point where common sense does not match, or common knowledge does not match when it comes to God. Don't bring your so-called wisdom to God thinking that that is what's going to, his ways are not our ways. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct our paths. He will lead us. He will guide us. Don't trust in you. Trust in God. Trust in the God in you, and trust that he can use you in mighty ways. Now, don't be going off sticking your hand in no light socket. I didn't tell you that. but what I am saying is that we can't bring our own knowledge and our own ways to God and just think that that's how he always is going to operate. No. Whatever God says, do it, y'all. You're more than a conqueror. And I thank God for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your love and your kindness, God, and we just cherish you today. We thank you so much for being with us and helping us, God, in our time of need. Lord, we bless your name. We magnify you. We glorify you, and we ask, God, that you bless us and that you help us and that you move in a mighty way in our lives, that, God, you bless us to be what you called us to be, and bless us, God, to use your wisdom, not our own. And Father, we thank you. We bless you. Help us to obey you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless y'all. Thank y'all so much for joining me. I appreciate you, man. Again, like, share, subscribe. And man, I can't wait to talk to y'all again. Till next time. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the God's Love Podcast. Subscribe, share, and stream on all podcast streaming outlets.